Today's devotional is based on Genesis 37, verses 12 through 24, and it was written by the Reverend Brian Wallace. Dreams are powerful, whether actual brain activity during sleep or a more figurative imagining of what could be, dreams can help unlock new God-breathed possibilities in our lives. For Joseph, the dream he had and shared was one that threatened much of what his brothers understood as normal in their time and place. And yet, the dream he had would be a critical piece in the fulfillment of God's covenant promise to the Hebrew people and the world. In many ways, Joseph's dream was part of a larger dream, a divine dream to heal the separation between God and the people. In Lent, we spend time reflecting upon who we are and who God is in preparation for rejoicing in what God did in raising Jesus from the dead. Lent is a time in which we prepare to celebrate the fulfillment of the dream that Joseph carried in the midst of this Lenten season. Is there space for us to dream, to think about God's call to places we may never have considered, because they would threaten our understanding of what is normal? Which would push and stretch us into new places and new situations? That at points along the road we may find ourselves at the bottom of a pit, wondering if we got the dream wrong? Let us pray. God, this Lenten season, may we have the courage to dream about what you might have for us on the other side of Good Friday. After all, echoing Tony Campolo's famous line, even on Friday, Sunday is still coming. Amen.